The Charter Street Power Plant in Madison was built more than 50 years ago. The Sierra Club charges the UW and state violated the Clean Air Act by rebuilding the plant earlier this decade without obtaining necessary permits from the DNR and without installing modern pollution controls. Federal Judge John Shabazz yesterday ruled in favor of the environmentalists. Sierra Club attorney Bruce Nillis says the decision could apply to other coal-fired plants, too.
It really relates to the dozens of old coal-burning power plants we have across the entire Midwest and the fact that many of them have never put on modern pollution controls.
Nillis says putting in new controls at Charter Street or building a new plant with just state dollars or with help from Madison Gas and Electric would reduce some of the health costs of breathing in bad air, especially for children and the elderly. UW-Madison Vice Chancellor Alan Fish says the judge's ruling will cost taxpayers millions of dollars.
These alternatives can be spending anywhere from $20 to $40 million on new pollution control or significantly higher investments that would replace those old coal-fired boilers with new modern boilers that can burn more biomass, it can burn gas, can burn coal, and significantly reduce our emissions at the same time. Those investments can exceed $100 million.
Fish says the UW will look at its permitting and financing options. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.